Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu, whenever you're in the mood.
Now we're talking.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
butterfly wing.
Thank you.
Humor.
That's my clap in case that's useful. Okay, so obviously there's background noise. We are traveling. I have been at the Vodafone store all day.
I just had a mental breakdown trying to set up the technical part of my recording. What's so devastating is I was in a really good mood, and then the technological defeat that I felt made me want to get knocked up by someone
thing.
I hate and just move to the suburbs and hurt people for a living.
Did you say get knocked up?
Yeah. It made me want to create a terrible life for myself.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful. I mean,
I was in such a good mood. Okay, I'm gonna get the mood back. We apologize for any, I can hear the background noise. I think, is that Italy? It's incredible.
Yes.
But what can we say? This is the world that we're in. I'm in New York. I also became upset because there's construction and the smell of toxic pavement mixed with what I can only imagine is formaldehyde or something that will shorten my lifespan instantly is wafting into the apartment in such a shocking way that I'm instantly poisoned. But who cares? It's fine.
You're fine.
The good news is, so I want to just start right in and say, you know what I did last night for the first time?
What?
I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So imagine this. So
never seen it. I think I've seen an episode.
I think I saw like 6 frames of it.
Yeah.
In like when it started. And then just never returned. So I, as you know, doing my show, Sundays are my nights. It's my only night off. I last night got some gorgeous takeout. I brought it home. And I thought I'm just going to eat this. It was great. It was great. Mm. And then I get into bed. I mean, I was like squealing with delight.
To be a negative story? Okay.
No, this is great. It's a positive story. And then I went to Hulu and I was like, what do I want? And there it is, the Kardashians. And it's, I guess, season one, meaning because they switched over to Hulu after years on E. Can you imagine? I was imagining them calling, like the agents calling E, being like, it's over. You know, they're like, Hulu gave us an offer we can't refuse. You have to match it. And E's like, we can't. And they're like, thank you for everything, but we're leaving. Anyway, I go, I'll click on it.
Do you think it was the agent? Like, who was it? How's business done on that level?
I know, probably
like it
lawyers.
Just seems like I don't know.
It's like embassies it's like on some, communicating.
Like it's like a piece of china, like, and I don't mean like a teacup. I mean like just something.
No, you mean
sort
like
of like sinister,
like landmass. Like, no, it's any kind of property like that. Anyway, so I click on it thinking I'll probably dip in here for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours. I watched for 4 hours Unbroken. I watched four episodes. Wow. When I tell you,
four.
I was crying.
What?
When I started crying is maybe too strong a word, but okay. Welling up and trying not to cry because I was like, I don't want to be puffy in the morning.
Were you moved by
when Travis?
Wait, can I
when
guess?
Travis,
oh, okay, go.
Okay. When Travis Barker asked for Courtney's hand in marriage, I began to cry. And to be clear, it wasn't even him. It was him on a phone call. So I'm looking at Chris and Chloe in the back of an Escalade after Chris has like reprimanded the driver for not closing the trunk.
No.
And I'm absolutely emotional.
So wait, he asks for the hand of marriage on speakerphone or on cell phone?
No. So what it is, I guess he in person asked for the hand, but then he calls to be like, I'm planning the engagement and I want you to be in on it. I want the family to be in on it. Surprise engagement for Courtney. I begin to become emotional. And then I find myself in moments, you know, and then 20 minutes later, I'm laughing. And then I'm agreeing. I'm going, mm-hmm. I'm out loud.
Oh,
going,
yeah. Yep.
I'm going, well, there it is. I'm agreeing with it. Four
out loud
hours.
Is heaven.
Four
by the way.
Hours.
May I break in? And,
yeah, please.
To say one time I allowed, did that thing. And I think eating helps. I think there's something about when
I
you're
wasn't
eating,
eating
and watching.
During it. I wasn't eating during it. I was in bed.
Well, then.
I was so captivated. I wasn't even texting. I was texting occasionally a friend to be like, this is incredible. Like 4 hours have passed. Like, but I was captivated.
What friend?
Molly Birch.
Another friend. One time while watching The Biggest Loser, while eating, like, I think me and my friend would get these, I think we'd get two large pizzas. I don't know, but we're sitting there eating pizza on the floor, watching Biggest Loser, like one of the great shows
that
I cry at all the time. And I just like, while reaching for a slice, literally like shaking my head going, she's not going to get her burn in. Like she wasn't going to get the burn she needed, like her calorie burn, her numbers. Like I could see that, like it was when they go home for the final week to do it alone on their own. And
just
and
a
it's
week?
Like,
can all go away in a week?
Oh no, maybe it's like, I can't remember. Maybe it's 2 months. I forget. But the last portion of it is like, you're no longer in the ranch. Now you go home and then everyone comes back and gets weighed again at the end. Okay. Now some people go home
absolutely
and you see them in the
insane
gym. Okay. Going fucking crazy. Others you see at home.
Relapse,
you know, preparing.
So
no, not full relapse. This is what's so brutal. It's like they're like taking the stairs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're going on a hike. And I'm like, strap on that monitor. Because, I mean, you're in a competition for what, $100,000? I mean, I was like, she's not going to, like, for like literally like reaching for pizza. Like, I was just like catching the narrow end of the pizza, like being like, and just like with utter lack of like just
yeah
it wasn't even that lack
fully
of self-awareness. Like someone be like, how could you, like, I don't even know what, like, I'm like, no, like, yeah, that person's in a competition involving calorie burn, I'm not, like, so I see no irony here in me jawing on pizza while saying she's never going to get her burning, because she's like, I'm being neutral about it,
yeah,
the fact
yeah
of the show.
Yeah.
But anyway,
no,
it's just like
I mean again 4 hours. That's all you have to
hear.
Well,
to me, no. I mean, that's exciting. I'm intrigued. I also haven't watched the show.
And had the urge this morning to turn it on again. This morning I woke up
and I was
like,
you do.
It was a thing where I opened up my laptop and it started playing because I was like, I was like, I told myself I'd be asleep by one. So I said, you're stopping now at one.
Right. See.
And yeah.
And you just slammed your laptop closed because I don't know if we've talked about this on Poog. Sorry, some mopeds are going by. But characters in TV shows, especially like teenagers, okay, we'll be doing something crazy on their computer or whatever, or a full conversation. They just close it on their bed. And, you know, and then the parent comes in and I'm like, you've just created a much riskier thing, which is now like anywhere and anytime that your computer is opened,
the porn just begins playing.
Or like whatever. And so
there's something so beautiful. There's something really sci-fi and mystical. You close the computer and it stops. It's like magical to me. Like I opened up my computer and I heard Kris Jenner talking. It's like very like she was in there all night.
The computer opened the jaw.
Waiting to speak again. Yeah.
No, right. Exactly. The computer opened its own mouth, kind of like, well, what is the significance of the shape of the computer? I mean, the laptop of the V. You know, what is it?
The clamshell.
I mean, in its traditional form, it's.
Yeah.
It's greater than 90 in its traditional form, sitting, right? Most people don't have it tipped in, right? Most people have it slightly more open than 90 degrees. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
okay,
it's like an obtuse angle, right? Isn't that
it
obtuse?
It is obtuse, yeah. Yeah. It's definitely not a cute.
Don't be obtuse. Yeah. You know, it's always been a little bit like, are you, like, what's happening? What's the connection between the word obtuse and the meaning socially?
I don't know. Too much excess of.
I almost think it's like you're
something.
Yeah, you're going so wide of what's accurate that it's.
Yeah.
All right, go on. I can feel your disinterest.
You actually
stopped yourself. You stopped yourself from expressing it. I saw it and tried to go.
I stopped myself from interrupting with something else. But I'm not
exactly. But that's okay. I interrupted in the first place. Well, did I? I don't know. But I just want to take a minute with the angle of the computer.
Yeah. Please do.
We it's weird that the computer, the laptop, can exist at so many angles, infinite angles.
It's true.
Well, you could. And yet, I mean, it can only go. I push it to its limits. I push it to whatever that is. I mean, well, of course there are the new ones that can go 180. Okay. We fold back on themselves. But classic laptop. You know, they flip over and they become a tablet.
Oh, sure. They break
in half. The classic laptop is like a 95 degree angle.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting that, I don't know, that it's just an angle we know. If someone drew it at the wrong angle, you'd know they were an alien. Like an Inglourious Bastards culturally. Like when he asked for three drinks.
It's a great, brutal. Great scene. How do you even write a scene?
God, I know.
What about a circular laptop? What about a circle?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Like another a compact one. Mirror. Compact mirror.
Yeah. But then I was like, oh, the letters, you know.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time, absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, can I do a hard pivot?
Always.
Two things. A, I'm here to... Oh. Is it the thought that counts? Okay, so...
Nope. And by the way, it varies. By the way, is it the thought that counts? Here we go, folks. Here. Counts for what?
Okay.
Is it thought that counts? It counts. But it most likely doesn't count. It's 30 cents, not 80 cents. Now.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, let's, the thought that counts on, like, here's a
what
very
do you
gift
do?
Idea. I thought about getting you, but I was unable to do it. But I still want you to know because I had this genius idea that I think you'll still appreciate.
Tell me.
No, I'm saying that's what I say to you. Like.
Oh, fuck. I believed you. Okay.
Like I told you, for example, on your birthday that. There was a hunt for trying to send a cocktail up to your room that panned out to nothing. Okay. And all you got in the end was a text.
But I still thought
you'd enjoy the imagery. It counted
it
for something.
It
you enjoyed the imagery.
For something. Yes.
Can it stand up to any gesture that was actual that someone else made? You know, I mean, my problem is like, I am so like, I divorce from physical reality value at times. Okay. That leads me to think like I require nothing. And therefore, I don't know. Obviously there was a trigger. Do you want to speak of it?
What do you mean for me in saying that?
Yeah. Or was that in your notes? Was that in your notes?
No. So I'm struggling. So gift giving. And again, it's not even Halloween. It's not that Christmas is here, but let's face it. It's here.
Yeah.
But I'm just.
No, I mean.
So, okay. So here's what you give people when you don't know them intimately, right? To say thank you or something. Booze. Flowers. What else?
Wait, are you asking or are you,
a candle?
Are you admonishing?
What do you. No, sorry. It sounds like I'm admonishing because I'm in a bad mood because I'm so hungry.
Are you looking for how do you. What are you talking about? You're in a position where you feel you need to send out some thank you type gifts and you're wondering what can I do?
Well, here's the thought that counts thing. So here's a nice, so listen, I think it is nice. A thank you card. Here are some flowers. Here's a nice bottle of tequila, right? It's like, great, done.
Yeah, of course. Why? What's the problem there? You don't think it's
enough? That's not actually the thought. That is a gift. That's beyond the thought that counts.
You're a literal fool. You're a damned fool. Okay. I was about to make the argument that I thought you were just saying like, well, a card is not a thought. A card is a card. I would go so far as to say a text is not a thought. A text is a text. I think what you're really asking is, size of the gift that matters. Okay. Or, you know,
yeah, no, exactly. And it's
because I was arguing that a text is more than a thought. A text is like, and that's why you say, I got a text from someone. It's an object that flew through, you know, the air and is, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, like it's not ineffable. It's inscribed. Yeah. Something happens. Something is written somewhere. A card is huge. Like, how many of you succeeded in writing and getting your ass together to write and send out in life? I mean, it's involved. I mean, unless you have your little, you know, the dream, the fantasy of the you know, the correspondence desk in a little nook, table where you have your pens.
And you know what's stationary. So upsetting about when you actually, when you do. So I once was so proud of myself. I got stationery with my name printed on it, you know, beautiful, yes. All of that. Okay. And I was invited to a friend's family's house for Yom Kippur. This is years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Rosh Hashanah? Whatever.
And you brought a side of ham.
Yeah. No, I went. It was lovely. It was beautiful. It was intimate. It was a really special night.
Okay.
I said, you know what I'm going to fucking do? Yeah. I'm going to write a thank you note to her parents.
You're going
to
self-actualize and write a thank you note.
I'm going to send. They're going to be going through the mail and they're going to go, what's this? And it's going to be a handwritten thank you note.
Beautiful.
From me. And they're going to be buried with it because they're going to be so moved by the sentimentality and the respect of the old world. Yeah,
the old world,
the
rises
old
again
world through coming back into the future or coming through the present.
Yeah.
Okay. I do it. I write the letter. I reread it. I'm like, this is impeccable.
Yeah.
The curse. I'm doing cursive. It's heaven.
Like you hadn't done in 15, 20 years.
Guess what? The letter
never sent it.
Never arrived. I sent it. And that paralyzed me for years.
Well, hold on.
Because
I mean, the doubt zone in the post office. And you know what I hate to say? I'm like, I feel myself wondering if it's user error.
What do you mean?
Are you sure you mailed it?
1,000%, because it was even like a whole thing of me putting it in the mailbox.
Well, it would have to be.
Yay.
Wait, you put it in your mailbox? Is that what you said?
Well, not in my, I took it to the, I put it in a real mailbox.
Okay. Now, was it the right kind of mailbox? And are you sure it wasn't a trash can?
No, everything was right. Everything was right.
Did you seek help at the place or was it some corner where it could have been one of those scams, you know?
It was a real
mailbox.
You know
you mailed it.
We don't know what happened. I know I did. And by the way, and my friend was like, maybe they did get it, but like something happened. I don't know. But it was so devastating.
Wait, I have a question. Oh,
and I never told them. I never told the parents. Like, I wish I, you know, I never was like, because by the way, then I saw them again at her wedding. At her wedding.
Did you get my card?
Hey, by the way,
yeah.
Remember last year I sent you a thank you note, but it never arrived. That's the thought that counts moment. And they go, oh, that's amazing. That's so sweet of you. Liar, bitch. Incompetent fool. What'd you do wrong?
Well, no, you know what the real issue is, right? Is the moment that you trying to get credit, trying to get thanks that are you doing something?
Yeah. Hang on.
I'll wait.
Okay, keep going. Trying to do credit. Go.
The ultimate act that cannot be is to see the moment that you seek out credit for a thank you note, you have done more than just neutralize the thank you note. You've actually gone into debt, I believe. Okay. So so thank you notes can only be left to the hand of God. Okay. Okay. Because once you send it, that's it. You do not get to seek out whether or not, and by the way, a thank you note should, first of all, not require a thank you in return. Thank you for your thank you note.
No, never.
Okay.
Never.
And so, I mean,
is it ever acknowledged?
Unless it's stunning. Okay. Unless it's so stunning and
then
there's
an in-person acknowledgement.
Reveal. Okay. Then your thank you note was so beautiful. Thank you. Okay, it makes total sense. Right. But
Yes, yes.
But there's a point where you sacrifice. I mean, you know what else you got to be careful with? Not, I mean, the dynamic of, did you get my gift? I mean, I basically believe, unless it's a very close friend, okay, with whom, you know, this kind of conversation is very whatever, you really don't get to ask it, or it wasn't a gift.
Oh my God, it's true. It's really true. It's true.
Was it a gift, or was it a transactional? Okay, right, or was right, it a, right. Were you paying for my gratitude that you expected to be demonstrated?
Wow.
And when that didn't happen, don't give a gift. You're not
when the gift
willing
is a threat.
To be unthanked for. A gift is a threat of your dear life. It's hostage for thank yous.
What do you think is an appropriate, let's just say you're staying, let's just say you're staying at someone's place. Let's just imagine you're staying at someone's place.
Okay, I just did this and gave no gift. Okay. But
where? In Italy?
No, remember two nights in New York?
No, I'm not talking about two nights. I'm not talking about two nights.
Oh, right.
I'm talking about a week. I'm talking about once you've crossed the 4-night threshold, the 3-night threshold. Okay.
Yeah.
Once you've passed into a week, 2 weeks, what do you leave?
Well, again, I'll say it depends on the relationship.
I'll tell you what you leave. You leave a note, you leave a bottle, and you leave, and you leave. Okay, so here's where my inner cheapskate really comes
out. I knew this is where it was coming.
And here's my, no, and
you're starting to get
facing.
Pissed about the cost of the
no,
decent bottle.
That's not it. What it is for me is, so I bought two people a Diptyque candle as a way of saying thank you.
Okay.
So to me, that is like, that was a huge step for me. Okay. And
how
it was
much
a
are
huge
those?
Step. They're like 75 to 100.
Shit.
No, they're like 75 to, the cheapest one is 75. And then they have ones that are 100. And then of course, oh my God.
Interesting.
Devin, I bought
and my
three.
Only interest
okay,
is
hang
your
on.
Trudon.
Oh,
if I'm
yeah.
gonna,
no, I know.
If I'm gonna over,
well, Diptyque,
if I'm gonna do something
Diptyque,
fucked up.
Those are what, like 150 or something?
I actually can't remember, but I bought it with like, as like a hostage to myself as that was gonna be this like candle with which I did like my yoga next to, and I did. So in that way, I paid off that candle. Every day I lit that candle, the Carmelite candle, like while doing my yoga.
Yeah, yeah.
My yoga, it's mine.
My yoga.
Okay, so you got that for two people, and now what's the inner cheapskate? You're going, well, I can't do that for everybody. That?
Yeah. I go 75 a pop. That's a, well, no, because then I go 75, I go, well, what's a gift? Oh, this is all useless. Who could listen to this drivel? Listen to me.
Everyone is on the edge of their seat. This is actually deeply compelling. And I'm like lifting
it's
up out
like,
of my seat.
Okay, so I bought.
Wanting to talk about this for 10 hours. Give me more. And then I'll respond. Give me more.
Well, you know, it actually does feel good.
Let's put a dollar amount on it.
It does feel good to give. Because listen, I'll just say this. I gave someone a gift recently that was more money. I spent more money on a gift for someone than I've ever spent for something for myself. Okay, so who's
yeah,
cheap
I know.
Now?
Like, yeah, who's cheap now? I'm like, yeah. I didn't give you what you wanted because, like, the paradox of it, like, almost like escaped me in some way because I'm like, yeah, technically that sounds like a thing, but also you can imagine, like, you know, buying your mother a house before you buy yourself a house, right? Like, there's a way in which. I don't know. There's a way in which that absolutely. But anyway, no. Okay. So,
so I fucking, yes. Yeah, so, and that felt great. And there was something that, and I was like, okay, I can get used to this. I was like, so for example, ephemeral
gifts. Get used
gifts,
to gift giving?
Yeah. Like extravagantly.
Okay.
Or right. I don't know about extravagant. Okay. I got someone. It's not just someone, it's my mother. Okay. It's her birthday. I was out of town. Yes, I sent gorgeous flowers. And I also sent, because I know she loves this, I sent her like a huge amount of fun multicolored balloons.
Yes.
Okay.
Lovely.
She cried,
right?
She told me. Okay. Because it was so fun
yes.
and unexpected.
Yes.
So that's a gift that is flowers are ephemeral, balloons are ephemeral.
Right.
Like,
ephemerality is rather, not a problem in a gift.
No, no, agreed. So I guess my question to you is, would you, okay, here's just a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather receive $150 worth of a scented candle or flowers?
Well, if you're, I mean, I hate that this answer is as simple as it is, but it really depends on if you're a scented candle like user.
I know.
It's kind of like asking, like, would you rather $150 worth of cigarettes or, you know, and it depends on the person. Like, I think if you have some scented candle lover who doesn't get nice things for themselves, okay, and you can spring one on them, okay, that might be very exciting, right? I mean, I hate to say that, you know, it's a case by case,
but it is
so exhausting using like 17 syllables that aren't your own. So like, it's on a case by case basis. That's like a good eight syllables.
Yeah.
That are like not my own. I'm just repeating a little tune. You know what I mean? I hate it. Like, it's on a case by case basis. Just the soul's gone.
The regurgitation of culture.
So wait, let me take a second with this. We're gonna talk about three. Get your gift giving game ready to go. Okay.
Okay, great. I'm excited.
One. Yes. Okay. First of all, one, you don't have to do things evenly at all. So let that go. Okay. It isn't, I got them this and I got them this. You could be broke on Tuesday and rich on Wednesday. You know what I mean? So who fucking cares? There's no rules there. You know, the only time that sort of comparison happens by virtue of whatever is on the holidays when people do a mass gifting, if they do. And I don't even know if people do that anymore. They do it in movies in the 80s, you know, like in Scrooge.
Yeah.
His secretary is going through, you know, the people on his in his Rolodex deciding whether to give them a towel or a VCR. He's like, towel.
Oh, yeah.
He's her. And he's like, towel. And then they get to his brother. He's like, towel. Are you there? Am I frozen? Okay.
No, I heard you.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time, absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Stadtsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
God, like the lure of the 80s business, the lure of the 80s business as like evident New York in the 80s business, like comedies.
I know.
The allure of that. The allure. I said lure. The allure. You know,
is Allure magazine still in circulation? Sorry to be disrespectful.
I mean, unless there was a sudden shutdown. I mean,
did you buy like, I would reach,
magazines?
I would grab an Allure. Like, yeah, like
of
I
course.
Was so like, yeah,
Allure,
yeah. What were
Marie
your big?
Marie Claire.
Do you remember
Allure.
what was the shopping one? Jane? Was it called Jane? Remember the little tabs? Gotta have it.
Well,
love it. Do you remember this?
I remember when
No,
Jane...
Lucky Mag. Lucky Mag.
Right.
Was the shopping magazine.
I feel like I remember when Lucky Mag came out. Is that possible? Like it was like.
Yes, I remember too.
It was almost like kind of like
I'm screaming.
Like it's all ads. And it's like, well, what did you think a magazine was before?
Of
then?
Course, it's all an ad.
Yeah. And sign me up as usual. Sign me up.
No, Lucky Magazine had, it was different. It was all about shopping. And then there was a little insert. There were stickers like Post-its and it said,
you could
tab your
own,
which is a genius marketing.
Okay.
Is it marketing? What is that? It's just genius.
Just pure excellence, right? It's, well, it's added value.
Jacqueline, I'm laughing because I texted you the other day, brick and mortar is dead, because I was, so here I am, I have a couple hours off, I want to buy some socks,
right.
And I want to buy some underwear, some simple, I like the Calvin Klein, sometimes you can get them
classic.
In bulk for a little, just classic, okay,
classic.
I go,
late
I'm going to stroll down,
advertisements.
I'm going to stroll,
you're going to stroll down West Broadway,
no,
gonna,
yeah,
West
I'm going to go to,
Street.
I'm really taking time with this to say where I went, because I think I went to Bloomingdale's in Soho, which I would anticipate would be well stocked. Well done.
I got news for you, sweetheart. I know you know. Go.
No, I know. No, I go in there. I'm excited. I go, oh, it's going to be so great to browse the racks. I get there. Hello. Greeted with a sallow expression.
Oh
no! But I eventually have to find my way because no one wants to help me. I have to find my way to the 5th floor.
Oh,
I get up.
I
there.
Know that horrible set of
there
escalators.
Is
well,
there's you know one person working the whole floor. Poor thing. Can you imagine? I mean, it's insane. And I'll just cut to the fucking chase.
Nice.
There were about two kinds of socks. There were, I go over to the socks. There's one pair that's like, you know, $20 a pair. And then there's only one option that's like 3 for $20. And by the way, the sock area, there was nothing. I mean, there was nothing. And then I go, oh, I'm just looking for underwear, just like really simple. Do you have the Calvin Klein? They go, oh, the Calvin Klein stuff's over there. I go over there. There's nothing. It's either like some horrific rayon fabric that would like, your vagina would like become
combust or whatever.
Would combust after 4 hours in that thing.
Yeah.
Just like, no, like the most unbreathable. Like, I'm like,
right.
Who would ever even want that? It's just like, if you're, anyway, there was nothing. That's what I'm trying to say. There was nothing. I left. And then, there was one pair that I liked. And I was like, and I said, oh, do you have this in a small? She goes, no. I was like, and that's it, huh? I didn't say it to her, but internally I was like, and it's over. And you know, you're begging me, you're forcing me to go online. You're forcing me.
Yeah. And they very well
I was devastated.
Okay, I want to talk about this for a second because
I was heartbroken.
So I've tried to create a rule for myself. You know, like you think every time you do this, you feel bad about it. So, you know, I'm not going to do it next time. Remind me not to do this. I have with going to Bloomingdale's in New York City, both that location that you're describing and the classic. Okay, you go, you know, it's 1978 and I'm headed into Bloomie's on the Upper East or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And you go like, I'm going to do it. I've actually at points questioned, this is also true of the Bed Bath & Beyond on 72nd and Broadway, if it's still there, Columbus-ish area. One word, folks, haunted, okay? But not haunted with history, not haunted with a sense of history. This is a sort of a vacuum.
Haunted by futurity,
okay?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay, there is a faceless, there's any historical ghosts been sort of sucked into a vacuum. We are clearly in a period where what the department store was, you got to think of it this, I mean, you don't have to think of it anyway, but let's think of it this way. Okay. Department store, right? There was a time where they were like, we're going to get all the good stuff and we're going to put it in one place. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get to come here and get everything you could possibly want. The finest in this and the finest in that. You won't have to go to this little shop to get this. Okay, and
you're gonna travel the world. You're gonna travel the world.
Okay, on a couple of floors. Okay,
in one store.
The finest. Yes, and so it was an aggregate, right? And wow. So it was the same as arguably what the internet's done for us. Oh God, sorry. Right, I'm just imagining like once again like quoted saying uninteresting things I haven't studied, but anyway, so. What that means is, much like Sierre Trudon, okay? Sierre Trudon, okay, the candle company that I like. The candle company that I've owned. I got one years ago, and then I got
one was given to me as a gift.
Never recovered. Yeah. You mean?
It feels good. I was stunned. No. Someone brings that over, you go, wow.
Well, yeah, that's
this person was also loaded.
There's one person I might get that candle for one day. I'll explain it later, but I've been holding it as an idea.
I love that.
My dear teacher, I mean, who I do not know, but remember Carolyn Mace, we talk about, podcast.
Of course.
Because she talks about Teresa of Avila and then the Carmelite nuns and all this kind of stuff. And so I was like, oh, I'll get Carolyn the Carmelite candle. Because that's, nice. And the scent is like, you know, wet stone and you can just practically hear the footsteps of the Carmelites like you know, walking down, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm like, I'll get that for my teacher. And by the way,
I just want to say I have just decided I'm buying the diptyque for the person in question. Continue.
Okay. No, good. I think let go by you know if why don't you say this? You were frugal for years. Now it's time to enjoy the benefits of the frugality. I mean, not to say you can't take it with you, but
it's
time.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, continue.
You know, now it's time to roll down the hill.
And I want to say that small tokens of affection and appreciation do go a long way. You absolutely do not need to be spending like diptyque, like something like that. That is like a money item. Small little romantic ideas.
A stuffed lemon, for example.
Okay, Jacqueline's, this is huge. Jacqueline's parents came to my show. When I tell you, I almost cried. I love them so much. I felt like they were so proud of me. I felt like they loved the show.
Yes.
I was just like, and your mother produces a stuffed lemon. And I just couldn't believe it. I just love them. And I'm already like planning on being in your home.
God.
Yeah. Or just like, yeah, I'm going to like, I need to actually travel with you home.
We could play in the basement.
I need to travel with you home.
Yes. Yeah. We could play in the basement. We could play all sorts of games.
I had this vision of myself in like morning pajamas, like drinking coffee, like before you're awake with your parents.
Yes. Yes,
and
that's
kind of
huge.
Being like, yeah, well, like, I want that.
No, a big part of it is we're very into analyzing like the previous evening or like the dinner, like whatever it was, like, so like,
yes, of course,
can stretch on, and it's just coffee and it's whatever. Is Emma crying?
Okay, no,
I'm sorry. It was so boring.
I'm sorry, but, I cut you off.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to say that, okay, the department store, you need to recognize when the thing that you brought that was fabulous, okay, is one, no longer relevant, and two, no longer the if you're not giving us the nostalgia, the romance, okay, of feeling like it's 19 whatever in the department store during its heyday, okay, then you have a problem. It, like, yeah, you can survive on romance, okay, if people still want an experience, for sure, right? But if that's not there, and it is not there in those haunted aisles, okay, I mean, it is, I can't tell you the amount of times I've gone there. God, a glittering department store. So, but the question
with
is,
a fabulous restaurant.
Well, there it is. There it is. Okay, that's
because that's what you used to do. You would go to Nordstrom and you get fucking lunch. You get a fucking, yes, tomato bisque, and you would, and then, yes, you go home and do a fashion show for your daddy. Yeah,
but like, fuck, I couldn't hear what you said. And do a what?
It says you go home and do a fashion show for your daddy. Did you ever do that? I did that all the time.
I mean, certainly not for my father. Okay, like certainly, like, I don't know, like it would be more like, I don't know, no, but it just, that just
brat.
Wasn't. No, I remember like the ecstasy, like going to the mall and spending hours, and then getting like, I remember, I feel like they cost $8 at the time, the MAC eyeshadows, and like deciding,
ooh, yes,
on like getting one, and then like, or getting a lipstick,
one the
baby,
color of a butterfly.
I remember specifically, yeah, getting this brick colored one, and then, and then like taking them out of the bag and laying it on my like bedspread, and the packaging, just like that feeling. Oh my god!
Oh my god! Of course, Stila really does that for me. By the way,
yes,
I want to holding, and I want to ask also the community about a body balm, something that was not glittery, but that adds some kind of shimmer. Because I'll say Stila made something called Bathina. I don't know if anyone here used to have that. And it was
sure
in a tin.
Do.
It was in a tin.
And it had
a little
puff.
Uh-huh.
Well,
and
Stila
it, and the smell of it, I can still, oh, the smell was, that
me
was
too.
The first makeup counter I ever got a full beat down at was at the Stila counter. And they did me
full
up.
Full beat down?
A full,
yeah,
beat. You know, they did me
yes,
up.
Right.
And took a Polaroid of me.
Yes,
took a Polaroid,
okay,
of me and my two friends. And then the three, and then I bought a compact. I mean, it's genius. And then I bought a compact, and the Polaroid of you and your friends slips in the top. So you have like a photograph,
wow,
of you and your girls, and then you do your,
that's
eyeshadow.
Perfect.
I mean, it was,
I'm
having a daughter, and that's it.
Was
and
it
I
a
will,
custom palette?
Can we figure out? I'm not sure yet. Like, It was a custom. No, it wasn't a custom palette. I think it was like there,
okay,
were four kinds.
Nonetheless,
like fall,
yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
If, yeah,
I remember Bathina or whatever. I remember the smell completely too. They went for it in packaging. Wait, what are we trying to figure out about the how you can have a daughter?
Wait, was it Stila or Benefit? Oh my
Without
god,
any
a tear in the fabric. A tear in the,
oh, did
fabric.
Did I say Benefit? Did I say Benefit?
It's Benefit.
Because...
No, I think it is Benefit. It's not Stila.
Okay.
It's Benefit. It's Benefit.
No, I think it's Benefit too, because
Benefit
has all the ones like the Hula girl.
Benefit needs a book. I want a book written about the aesthetics of Benefit and the marketing. And like that, Benefit has such a brand.
Well,
the branding around Benefit.
I'll tell you what they did. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
I don't even know how I feel about it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean,
pin-up
there
meets,
was a time. What you have to remember, yeah, is that there was a time before a Benefit, before a Stila, okay, when makeup was still being treated as, you know, for fancy women.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
It was still, it
I
was
say
still,
louder.
Yes. Okay. And all of that, it was a fully grown older French woman was the vibe. Right.
Yeah.
No, and meanwhile, you know, we're at the makeup counters because it's, you're always into the next thing. Right. So you're a young girl, you're at the makeup counter. And then it's sort of like, that's why like Mac was like, holy shit. As a brand.
Wait, say that. Wait, Jacqueline, stop.
Sorry.
Okay, now pick it up. Say it again.
So there was this moment where they were all like being disruptive, okay, in different ways of that kind of classic. Because doesn't it feel like makeup was sort of like, okay, it was almost, it was the same and it was very like fancy until I feel like one of the first breaks, and I'm just making this up. I'm not, this is just from like, this might not be the tale at all. But in my mind, then like, I remember feeling like it was before my time, but I recognize its place in history. Clinique, like Clinique was a big
respect.
Term. Okay. The white not absence of background, you know, the like I feel like it used to be like just sitting there, the elegance, like almost the focus on the packaging, right? But it was like approachable. I feel like Clinique was like approachable. It was like for you know, just your average woman to not be intimidated. She's not going to go in and get berated by like a French makeup woman, right? It was like, you know, the three-step system, whatever. It was a kind of like functional prestige brand. Then I feel we start to get into, they go, you know, they go more and more and more. Now here you go. Are you ready? Remember Sephora? Okay. Once you have Sephora, once you have everyone on a uniform shelving system, well, how are you going to cut through the clutter then? Okay. You gotta do something.
Yeah.
You can't just have nice packaging, because in the old makeup counters, there were visuals to accompany. So it was a glass cabinet with some makeup in it. And then those big visuals. And that's what pulled you over to the Lauder, I think. Sephora, no big visuals other than the Sephora ones.
Right.
So the packaging itself had to grab you. The product itself had to grab you. Benefit was just a sea of pink toys.
And Benefit, am I wrong? Benefit kind of had an aesthetic geared toward like teenagers, right?
Well, like, yes, but I think it also was like,
I'm still,
yes,
I'm
it was
still
pink,
locked on
it was
Benefit.
Playful.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was pink. It was playful. It was extremely approachable. It was like you didn't
makeup
have to know anything about
fun.
Makeup because they were, yeah,
it's,
they were making, they were,
oh,
they were.
Okay. I have a huge word here. Guess what they employed that no one else did? Humor.
There it is. Okay. There it is. Everyone else was afraid, right? They had like, well, their classic are like the, like, you know, they're like, because Benefit, I mean, they're still doing it. Like they're fake or whatever is their lashes thing.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, they're like,
right. Yes.
They had other ones like that. Like, yeah, humor. There it is. Humor. Okay. Benefit brought humor. Do you remember the introduction of philosophy? Skincare?
Oh, of course. Oh my God. Philosophy did something to me. There was like a 2 month period when I was,
I mean,
like,
youth as we know it is one of their
years old. I think I was 22 maximum.
Yeah.
And this is what's so, this is the social contagion of brand loyalty, because I had like my beautiful friend, she was really into philosophy. I was so fixated, hyper-focused, ADD fixated on the philosophy website.
Yes.
All I wanted in the world was everything. And she had it all, okay? She had like the whole fucking line. And I was convinced that philosophy was the ticket to beauty because her face was a miracle to me. And I was like, if I use her soap, which is again the thing of like bonds between women and using the balm of the woman then brings you closer to her. And like, it actually is it's the only ritual we have now.
Well, I mean,
well,
I feel closer to you that you even know about Bettina one that that we even share that same smell. Like I'm humbled and moved. Okay. Yeah, that you have that smell in your brain too. Like, but yeah, it's, you know, I mean, let's get real. The God in consumerism. I mean, we'll take it wherever we can get it. Like, using the same product as someone else. Tell me another way that, I mean, or tell me that's not another way to connect.
Absolutely.
There it is. We're just arguing. We're like, like, am I pitching Coca-Cola right now? Like, what?
okay, so huge announcement. I literally have to go.
Okay, youth as we know it. Do you remember that? And then, sorry, I want to do more. I want to go through all the brains. I get confused. I want to go through all the brands soon. Because we just got started.
And we just want to say to all the listeners that we know there's been some reruns. We know there's been some hiccups, but baby, wait till we get into the winter Poog season. And Jacqueline, I'm
just
saying
faith,
on air,
people.
I'm pitching this to you on air. Remote episode us at Bloomingdale's, or remote episode us walking through a department store. This
well,
American
absolutely.
Lifestyle.
It found, nearly happened.
I want sound collage. I want a sound collage of us at the Grove, and I won't sleep till it's done.
I accepted 10 minutes ago. All right.
I want the Grove episode of Poog to get a Peabody. Okay, I love you. I miss you.
All right, Peabody. Love you.
Peabody soon.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu, whenever you're in the mood.
Now we're talking.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.